Unit 4 Newspapers. A. Part 1 Listening.
第一部分听力
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. We mustn't speak loudly in the library.
2. Do you know how to plant trees in spring?
3. Weixin is a convenient way to communicate with others.
4. It is fun to sign up for the football camp in summer.
5. We can learn what is going on in the world by reading newspapers. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Hi, Lucy. A nice day, isn't it?
Yes, but tomorrow won't be a good day for a picnic. It is going to rain.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? 2. Do you walk to your office every day, Mary?
Yes, it's not far away from my home, but I take a bus when it rains.
Question.How does Mary usually go to work? 3. Were you late for the film, Alice?
Yes, the film started at 7:15, but when I got to the cinema, the film had already been on for 15 minutes.
Question. When did Alice reach the cinema? 4. You look terrible. What's wrong with you?
I have had a bad cold. I haven't eaten anything for a day.
You'd better see a doctor.
Thank you. I'm going there now.
Question. Where is the girl going? 5. Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to take my taxi. Where are you going?
To Yu Garden, please. Is it far away from here?
Not really. It's only about 10 minutes, I suppose.
That's fine. I have to get there to meet my friend from England.
Question. Who are the two speakers? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
A man was giving an English lesson to a class. The students all recently came to live in the United States. After putting his everyday objects on a table, the man asked different students to give him the ruler, the book, the pen, and so on. The class went well. All the students seemed very interested in this language game. When the man turned to an Italian boy and said,Give me the keys. The boy looked surprised and his face turned red. Seeing this, the man thought the student didn't hear him clearly, so he said again, Give me the keys. Suddenly, the Italian boy threw his arms around the teacher's neck and kissed him on both cheeks. The teacher was shocked and said, Hey, the word is keys, not kiss.A man was giving an English lesson to a class. The students all recently came to live in the United States. After putting his everyday objects on a table, the man asked different students to give him the ruler, the book, the pen, and so on. The class went well. All the students seemed very interested in this language game. When the man turned to an Italian boy and said,Give me the keys. The boy looked surprised and his face turned red. Seeing this, the man thought the student didn't hear him clearly, so he said again, Give me the keys. Suddenly, the Italian boy threw his arms around the teacher's neck and kissed him on both cheeks. The teacher was shocked and said, Hey, the word is keys, not kiss. 4. Listen to the invitation card and complete the following sentences.
听邀请卡内容，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Dear Sarah, how are you? Guess what? It's my birthday party on the 11th of June. I'm having a barbecue and disco in the garden. My dad is going to decorate the garden with lovely balloons. We're also going to play lots of games. My mom is making a great cake for me. You must try it. All my friends from school are coming. I know you live far away, but you can stay over at my house. My dad can pick you up from the station. Just bring your party dress, a toothbrush, and some music for the disco. I really hope you can come. Love, Jane. 。Dear Sarah, how are you? Guess what? It's my birthday party on the 11th of June. I'm having a barbecue and disco in the garden. My dad is going to decorate the garden with lovely balloons. We're also going to play lots of games. My mom is making a great cake for me. You must try it. All my friends from school are coming. I know you live far away, but you can stay over at my house. My dad can pick you up from the station. Just bring your party dress, a toothbrush, and some music for the disco. I really hope you can come. Love, Jane.